How do we deal with distractions? Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching episode 67. And today I take you out on the road with me as I made a recording recently on a walk, on a prayer walk around my neighborhood and recorded some reflections on the difficulty I had in praying with clarity and focus. So listen to the recording and let me know what you think afterwards. By the way, if you're watching this on the YouTube channel, because it's an audio recording, there are no visuals exactly, so I've put some pictures up and hope they'll entertain you well enough while you listen to the audio. Now, let's go out and about. It's Saturday afternoon, and I'm walking through my hometown of Croxley Green here. I've just been to the local charity shop run by New Hope to get some Christmas cards, and this has been my prayer walk for the day. Usually I pray first thing in the morning. At the weekends I vary it a bit. Saturdays I might pray a bit later. And today I knew I was needing to go out at some point to go to the local shop, it's about a half an hour walk, and to buy these Christmas cards. So I thought I'll go out then, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, walk up, pray, get my Christmas cards, pray on the way back. And I found it very difficult to concentrate, very difficult to feel a sense of connection with God. I found myself distracted and not very satisfied with this time of prayer. And I was just wondering why and thinking about it. And I wanted to ask my podcast listener friends what you found to be the more difficult circumstances in which to pray. So here's what I've been thinking so far. Firstly, I wonder if I'm just worried about being self-conscious of people noticing me praying. It's daylight, and a lot of my prayer walks in the morning, it's still dark, especially this time of year. I'm recording this in November. At least half, if not three quarters of my walk, it's dark. So maybe it's that, it's daylight. There's more people walking around, driving around, out in their front garden, doing something with their car. More people around when I'm walking first thing in the morning. There's not so many. And perhaps also I might be noticed by somebody in their front room looking out of their house. So perhaps it's a bit of self-consciousness is there. The second thing is I can see more, and partly because it's daylight, but partly there's more variety I can see here. So when I'm walking through the woods, as I usually do in the morning, there's lots of different things to see in the woods and birds and different things. But there's not so much variety, whereas here every house I walk past, because I'm walking through a residential area, every house I walk past has a different front garden, different lawn, different car, different front set of windows, different things in the garden. So there's quite a big difference. There's more variety. Thirdly, the prayer walk I do most days is pretty much the same route. I have three or four routes I do most days. This walk I've done up to the shop I don't do very often, and so I'm not as familiar, so therefore it's again more distracting. I'm noticing things and they're interesting, and that's fine, but it's taking my eyes, and of course where my eyes go, that's where my attention goes, and then I'm less conscious of the presence of God. As I cross the road here, I want to make sure I don't get run over on Baldwin's Lane. So maybe that's part of it as well. More variety, more unusual things for me to see and notice. So is that another reason? And then also, perhaps it's also because first thing in the morning, my mind is clear. I haven't had any things happen yet. Is that part of it? The time of day that now some certain things have happened in my day, and it's more a distraction perhaps. And so it could be quite a variety of reasons for why I find praying at this time of day and walking through my neighborhood more challenging to connect with God than my normal routine first thing in the morning. I think it's less to do with the time of day and more to do with the environment. Now, I'd like to know what you think, and particularly any reflections for me that might help me, because I want to be able to pray meaningfully whilst walking through a residential neighborhood and through the area I live, and not just first thing in the morning, but other parts of the day. But I also like to know What are the circumstances in which you find it most challenging to focus, to pray in a sense that you feel is meaningful to you? And if you've had some victories in overcoming, I'd love to know, and I think other people who listen to this podcast would like to know, because as we mature and grow prayerfully, we can find ways to overcome the challenges to meaningful prayer, no matter what our circumstances. I think of Paul and Silas singing and hymns in the jail in Philippi in Acts chapter 16, and many other examples in the Bible, like Daniel praying in difficult circumstances. So it must be possible to learn this and to grow in these ways to be able to pray when it seems difficult, at least at first. I'd like to know what your thinking process is. What helps you, the way you think about prayer, the way you think about the challenge? What practical things have you done? So please drop a line. I'd love to know. And in the meantime, I shall stop recording and go back to my prayer time and see if this last phase of my walk home might be a little more satisfying. Take care and God bless. Those are my thoughts from my walk recently. And in fact, on the day of recording this, I went out today, a little bit later in the day than usual, and prayed and had slightly more success in staying focused. So I was encouraged about that. But I'd still love to know what your thoughts are on what helps you to be focused and connected with God, especially when you're in circumstances which are not of your choosing or not your preferred ideal for a time of prayer with God. Please let me know. Please leave a comment anywhere you see or hear this recording, and leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know someone who might benefit from this, please pass the link on. Hit that like button or the subscribe button, or leave us a review in iTunes if you wouldn't mind. And if you have any questions or suggestions on topics to be covered in Quiet Time Coaching, then please do let me know. Now, until the next time, I do hope you have a wonderful, intimate and satisfyingly connected time with God this week. Take care and God bless.